the more successful you get, the more opportunities you will come across, and you have to actually have filters of what you're going to say no to, because you'll end up saying yes to a lot of things that don't really align with where you actually want to go. Take it from me, because I'm super guilty. And my coach just told me a few weeks ago, Raquel, you're saying yes to too many things, because I love to serve. It's one of the things that I love to do.
So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business, all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to The Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level.
Welcome to The Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. And I just want to say thank you all for hanging out with me today and for sharing our podcast with the world. My team truly appreciates when you guys leave a review, and it makes them so happy as they do so many things behind the scenes. I cannot believe the end of first quarter is around the corner. And I have been listening to several groups, some entrepreneurs who've had a great start and others that actually have been surprised. I've had several people that I've interviewed for our podcast, and there's been this common theme that seems to be coming up, and it's the gift of clarity. When you truly find your why, you don't get burnt out. And someone once told me, Raquel, you work so much. And I said, is it really a bad thing when I don't feel like it's work? Or when did work have a bad definition? Some have said you need balance, but to whose definition? I think people bring up balance when they are working and focused in one area that other areas seem to suffer or fall apart, that they feel guilty. But what if it was all because you hadn't found clarity, or you don't know what you actually want to get out of life or your purpose? I think it's interesting, because when I've worked so much in my life is when I've had momentum and I was on a mission. When we do events, they require a lot of work, but I'm so excited to put them on that I want the experience to be amazing for every single person that enters that event. My team knows the little details matter, and it's not just about throwing events and selling tickets like I see with some people. We actually get to know every single person that comes to the event, no matter what the size of our event is, because that's what truly makes it special. And if we're going to be on this mission of playing bigger, my friends, it starts with clarity. And in this episode, I want to break down some of the questions you may want to ask yourself when it comes to clarity, so that you can get to the next level, or maybe it can unlock some things for you. Anytime that I'm stuck or wondering what should I do next or what should I build next, I start to think of the process of clarity. It's when we get clear, we can truly focus on what matters the most. You may want to re-listen to this quick episode or write down these questions. Starting with number one, how do I define success? The definition of success is a personal one to every single person. Your definition of success may be different from mine, and there is no right or wrong, but I can tell you, this has a lot to do with the decisions you make in your business or in your life. For example, if success means monetary or making sure you have your bills paid and more, your goals may be driven by that. If success has spending time with the ones that you love or your family, you may make decisions based on that. And days off may be way more important, or time with family may be way more important. But others will actually see it as, how could I do both? I see some where they just want to know that they can accomplish a big, big goal that they've set, and it's about achievement or even self-worth when you start to peel back the layers. Number two is, what brings you happiness right now? This one is an interesting question, depending on how you're wired. See, some can say all the things that can make them happy, but the reality is they couldn't do it because they have financial obligations. For example, there was a point in my life where I loved to scrapbook. And it's, for those that don't know what scrapbooking is, it's cutting out pictures, magazines, and putting them on this beautiful page in an album. And I could tell you that I probably could have opened a store with all the scrapbook materials that I had in one room. I had one room that was actually in my house that was dedicated to scrapbooking. Or I was addicted to golf. And yes, it made me happy to go on the golf course. It made me happy to go to the driving range. And like 4 hours flew by because I was so addicted to it and I loved it so much. And I also knew that it was not going to be the path that was going to take care of my goals or my family. So one of the things I love is seeing people I care about or be taken care of. That makes me happy. So this question is important because once you start to write things down, you'll start to see your values. And a lot of decisions in business are driven by values. It's why we have core values in our companies and we hire and fire people because of core values. Number three, on the flip side, is what is draining my energy. No matter how much entrepreneurs we like to stack and tackle on, there will be things or people that will drain your energy. So it's vital to have awareness around it because that could be the first step to finding a path of elimination. Eliminating the things or people that are draining your energy can get you really focused on what's important because all of those things and all of those people could be distractions for you. So what kind of people do I most enjoy being around? Number four is, what impact do I want to have in life or in this world? This one's a big one. And this one may take some time, but like I would just immediately brain dump what comes to your mind. What's the impact you want to have in your life or on this world? And number five is, what's the life I want to lead as an entrepreneur? I've seen this mean different things to different people, so it's important to just pause and think about it. It's interesting how many people I ask right now when the New Year's resolution phase has passed by on where do they want to be by the end of the year. And I would say 95% of the time, it's very general and not specific. So think about it. If you were building a massive or your business, because some people don't want a massive business, I've heard that as well, is what do you want to have your life look like? What is the life I want to lead as an entrepreneur, right? There are some people that I coach that no matter what, they're off at one and they're building this big business because that's a non-negotiable for them. What do you want your life as an entrepreneur to look like? Number six is, what challenges am I facing right now that's slowing me down from what I want in business or in life? So think about your challenges. And then number seven is, on the flip side of that, is what opportunities have presented themselves to me that I want to take advantage of? Sometimes it may be an opportunity for a role in the company or a potential collaboration or partnership. And be careful with this one, because the more successful you get, the more opportunities you will come across, and you have to actually have filters of what you're gonna say no to, because you'll end up saying yes to a lot of things that don't really align with where you actually want to go. Take it from me, because I'm super guilty. And my coach just told me a few weeks ago, Raquel, you're saying yes to too many things, because I love to serve. It's one of the things that I love to do. Okay. Number eight is, Now that you got your core and the way you're wired questions out of the way, sometimes we may just have to have awareness to unlearn some of the things. You move to opportunities, and now let's go into the adjustment questions of what do I need to do differently to improve my business, my career, or things in my personal life. This might come down to, when you start to write it down, is your habits and what goes on your schedule. Number 9 is because we need money to live, because money makes the world go round, or have options in our lives. What are the financial goals I want to achieve before the end of this year? And then number 10, last but not least, are what are the most important priorities I need to handle right now in my personal or in my professional life? This is vital because sometimes we make temporary decisions as something that could be more pressing at the moment. As an example, I've said no a lot more these last few weeks as I've had a family emergency and some personal things that came up. So it's been a filter to some of my decisions and priorities at the moment. So think about it. What are the most important priorities I need to focus on right now, or I need to handle right now in my personal or professional life? My friends, there's a lot of questions we can come up with when it comes to getting clarity. And I believe when you start to pause and write those things down is you get closer to your mission. And when you're clear with your mission and what you want, there becomes focus. Give yourself some grace because it's not set in stone. When you grow, priorities, goals, and wants can also shift. But when you find clarity, promise yourself that you'll go and take action, even if it's messy. Your courage will continue to keep moving you forward and playing bigger. Thank you all for hanging out with me today. If you are looking to deep dive into your aligned purpose and get super clear on what it means to play bigger for you, I would love to invite you to our women's retreat, Elevate, in Palm Springs on March 14th through the 17th. We have a few spots left, and if it's calling you, I say do it. It can be life-changing. Go to letsplaybigger.com. And until our next episode, don't forget to keep playing bigger. Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.